Carl Rover? What the fuck?
Crack horse.
This. Well, butter my butt and call me a biscuit.
You know, what the fuck?
This. Otherwise. Ugh. Trick.
Crack horse. Who the fuck does that? Okay, I'm done.
Hey, this is Taylor Freshnowski with Fiona Found a Mic. Here's a special Valentine's gift from Fiona. She doesn't know about it, so shh, don't tell her.
I would only be in your way, so I'll go. But I know I'll think of you each step of the way, and I will always love you. I will always love you. Bittersweet memory. That's all I am taking with me. Goodbye. Please don't cry. 'Cause we both know that I'm not what you need. And
naked in the bathtub. Get out of here, bitch. Ugh. Damn skanky ass hoe.
Hi, everybody. This is Fiona Foxfire at FionaFoundAMic.com. I'm here in the studio today with...
Taylor Freshnowski.
Or Tucker. Can we call you Tucker?
Shut up.
Or Splendorific.
Splendorific.
Splendorific. Speaking of which, I'm going out and drag tomorrow night. You should come with me.
No.
Yeah.
I don't do drag.
You have to shave. I don't want you going out and drag with a full beard.
I'll go out like this.
No. In a muumuu?
Yes. Oh, my
that
God.
That would be kind of cute.
I want to dress up like Mama Cass.
There you go. I love Mama Cass. I love her music. I always...
You know, I do too. And I actually have a friend.
No, you don't. You have me.
Okay, I know this one person.
Okay, there you go.
Whose mother looks exactly like Mama Cass.
You've heard of this person. You
no,
don't know him.
I don't yes, know anybody. I know them. No.
Okay.
And it's, oh my God, I was like, the first time I saw her, I was like, oh.
It's Mama Cass.
Yeah, and she hates it when people say that.
Oh, because Mama Cass was very ugly.
Yeah, and she died on a ham sandwich or something? I don't know. I don't know if that's a rumor.
No, it was a rumor. She died of... I think a heart condition, but she just happened to be eating a ham sandwich in bed. I mean, you know, whatever. But, yeah, so... Oh, speaking of dead people...
There's more dead people?
Yes, Grandpa Munster died.
Oh, I didn't like Munsters so as much as the Addams Family.
Yeah, I know, but we just now found out about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's dead. He was only 82.
Oh, wow.
I thought he was, like, in his 70s back when they did the show. He was young. Yeah, so... I think somebody else died too, but I don't know.
It happens. People die.
They do.
That's what I've been reading. I'm picking up this class, and it's about, well, the main themes of it are survival, sex, and death.
Oh, I like two out of the three. I don't like that third one.
Yeah, but everyone dies.
Yeah,
that's what I hear, at least.
I hope the Japanese invent something pretty soon that will stop that.
You know, all I want is for them to invent something where, you know, when it gets close to the time, I can be uploaded into something else and I don't have to worry about, you know, maybe a body that won't get fat no matter how much I eat. Or
oh, my God. That wouldn't that be awesome.
Or runs on Twinkies.
Runs on Twinkies.
Amen. Mm.
Gotta love those Twinkies. I bought more caramel ho-hos.
Caramel ho-hos?
Love the caramel ho-hos. They're so good.
Never had a caramel ho-ho.
You haven't? Well, no. I'm not sharing, so get your own damn box. Yeah. So.
No, I'm not a big ho-ho person.
I'm a ho. Well, I am a ho.
I'm a ho, too.
Let me
tell
you.
Speaking of hoes.
Are you gardening?
No.
Oh.
You are getting around.
I've been getting around for a long time, but I'm just kind of expanding my horizons.
Ooh.
Sounds fun, I know.
I love boys in uniform.
I know, Mr. Swan Man. Please be a dream. Yeah, so he's going to come over and have a little nookie nookie.
I can't wait to hear about that.
I'm going to record it.
Well, you can borrow my video camera.
Okay.
We'll do a video podcast.
Oh.
Fiona taking it in the butt.
Mm. Well, oh, and it was nice, too. I mean, I've just seen pictures, but it was nice. I'm like, come on over, baby.
You know what's going to happen?
What?
He's going to show up and be this bald, fat, short guy with a 3-inch pecker.
Really? Well, we have, but...
Yeah. 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 I got my little Carl Rover.
I know. Carl Rover.
Yes.
Such a cute little dog.
I love Carl Rover.
Such, speaking of Carls, we have a new picture on our flapper.
Frapper.
Flapper, flicker, frapper, whatever.
Flapper. That's my ass, honey. The
this
flapper.
Is our flapper. When I farted, just flaps.
I wouldn't mind getting a few of those boys in my flapper.
Oh. So anyway, Carl, thanks for posting your picture. You look cutie.
Oh.
It would have been nice had it been nude. But, you know, we'll take what we can get.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm not sure flapper would allow them to put nude pictures in.
Oh, it's like...
Yeah. They have to send those to us specifically.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, at FionaFoundAMic@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. And we had another picture on there. It was a gal.
Yes, a gal.
Yep. Was that she's kind of cute.
Sarah?
No.
Or Diane. It was Diane.
Was it Diane?
I believe it was Diane.
I don't know. I didn't read the name.
Or Diane.
Something.
However they want to
pronounce it. But yeah, but thanks. Yeah.
We're always thankful for the pictures. We love to get to know our listeners.
We do. And the little frapper clicks.
Yeah.
Let us know where you're at.
Yes.
It won't take your address, so we can't stalk you, but you know.
And if you want, you can fill out our survey. We've had a few people fill out our survey.
We have.
Yes, they've gone to FionaFoundAMic.com, and there's a little listener survey link where they can fill out our survey. And I think it's really fun and enjoyable, so you might want to check it out.
Are you going to read me those?
Why should I?
Listen, bitch.
Well, people, I don't want to read the questions. I want people to go and answer the questions.
Oh,
we've had some
just...
really funny stuff, though.
People. Oh, well, maybe they want us to read them. I don't know.
Well, I don't know. People have suggested, though. I think most people seem to like the length of the show. But not as much. No, but not the width.
The girth. They don't like the girth.
Not much for the girth of the show. But the length is fine, I guess.
Oh, it can always be longer. Always.
No, no. I want them to be able to pound in me without having to worry, you know, just slipping the tip in.
I like for them to stick it in my ass
and come out your
and
nose.
Come out my mouth. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, there you go. Yeah, that's always good.
If you say so.
Yeah.
I'm not much for the length. I'm more for the girth.
I don't mind the girth, but there was one girth. Mm-hmm. Do you want me to tell a story?
Yes, tell a story.
Should I tell a story?
Tell a story.
Oh, this is a good story. Mm. So I'm cruising one night at the Libby. That's the levee. But my little friend who's a virgin. She's not a virgin anymore. But anyway, she was a virgin. Mm-hmm. And she thought we were saying the Libby.
The scooter Libby?
The what?
The scooter Libby?
What's a scooter Libby? I don't understand that.
Cheney's aide. You know Cheney, Dick Cheney?
He's like, oh, the vice president. He's in the news.
Yes. Scooter Libby was the person they indicted for leaking the CIA person. He was right underneath Cheney. His name was Scooter Libby. It was a bad joke.
Oh, yeah. I don't understand these people. You can't do political jokes on me. I don't get them.
You have to be. You got to get up on this.
I thought it was like a scooter. Like, you know, the thing you ride, Libby or something. No. No, like Libby. You know, the vegetable brand, Libby?
Oh,
Libby, yeah. But it's the Levy. Anyway, we used to tease her about that. So anyway, I'm at the Libby. And it's dark. But it's a nice night out. And I'm parked and waiting for some action. And this car parks next to me a little bit. And It's in a convertible, and he's got the top down, and he's chocolate. He's, you know, the chocolate persuasion, and you know how I got to have my chocolate, my hot chocolate. So I'm looking at him, and he's got these cute dreadlocks, and he's got this killer smile. I'm like, oh, you know, my windows are all rolled down, and he's got his convertible top down, and he's like, you know, and there's nobody else around, so we just start talking. And, you know, finally I was like, so what do you like? What are you into? What do you want? It's like, well, just really kind of wanted to get my dick sucked. And I'm like, oh, well, come on over, you know? Because I think he had a convertible, but there was some reason why, oh, well, the top was down, and I didn't want to, you know, just start blowing him right there in his car, so we'll do it in my car. So he gets out of his car. And of course, we're both backed in. And so he comes to walk around the front of the hood of his car, and he's walking kind of weird, you know? And I'm seeing this bulge in his pants, and I'm like, the hell you got in your pocket, you know? I mean, what is that? He gets in the car, and he's like, he says something, I don't know. And I'm like, so, you know, have you been? Or, you know, a little small talk again. And like, well, you know, we can get started, you know? So he unzips his pants, and he had the biggest fucking cock. Not long. The girth. I mean the girth. I would swear to you that you could slip a Pepsi can over it and it would fit, like, tight.
Oh, my God.
I was appalled. I was like, and he saw the look on my face. And he's like, don't worry. You don't have to do it if you don't want to. And I felt so bad for him because he was so deflated at that point. But I'm like, you seriously think I'm just going to get that in my mouth? I mean, it was deformed, you know? I mean, it was huge. Maybe a Pepsi can is a little exaggeration, but not much. No, I mean, it was the fattest thing I've ever seen. I just grabbed a hold of it, and I just kind of licked the head and stroked it off. And I mean, he got off eventually, but yeah, it was amazing for one. But I'm like, this poor guy is never, ever going to get, number one, a blowjob. Number two, who's he going to fuck?
I could take that.
Well, yeah, I could fit it in my mouth.
Not but in my ass.
No. Oh, hell no.
It might hell take no. a little work, but I could fit it.
Yeah, I was just, I feel so bad for him. I mean, he needs some kind of surgery or something, I would think. I mean, what do you do in life? Well, how do you get through life like that?
Life isn't all about sex.
It's what? It's not?
Life isn't all about sex.
Oh, it is in my book. I don't know what kind of life you have, but mine is pretty much, I think about it all the time. I do it as much as I can. And when I'm not thinking about it or doing about it, I'm dreaming about it.
You know, I prefer fantasizing over the act.
Oh, not me. So, yeah. You know what? If anybody's got a picture of a cock like that, send it to us. Let me take a look.
Pepsi can cocks.
Pepsi can cocks. Yeah. Yeah. In my book, I actually, the title of that chapter is that a Pepsi can in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me? Because it was huge.
Oh, my God.
It was like an ice cream cone that you just kind of lick the top of it, you know? Yeah. That's all I could do. I mean, you know, you could force it in your mouth, but yeah, what would you do with it at that point?
Yeah.
You know,
get suffocated.
If he plugged my nose, I wouldn't be able to pull off fast enough. So yeah, that's yeah.
I'm trying to.
It was just about like that.
I'm trying to fit this Fresca can in my mouth, and it just don't work.
I couldn't. I bet I could have. It was a little bit smaller because I think I could touch my middle finger to my thumb. But that's still.
Yeah.
I mean, it was huge. Yeah. Well, I know that looks smaller now, but I don't know. It was big. I was like, fuck, man. You got a hard life ahead of you. He was hot.
Was
he looked all Caribbean, and he kind of talked with a little accent. Had a beautiful smile. My cousins and I saw him out at the bar one night. And my one cousin was like, oh, I want to hit on him. And I'm like, no, you don't. Trust me, you don't. Because it ain't going to happen.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's my story.
And you're sticking to it.
And I am sticking to it. But I'm not sucking on that one.
Sitting on it, yeah.
No, hell no.
Carl Rover,
you'd walk
fuck?
Crooked for 20 years.
Get out of my cookies.
You got cookies? You didn't offer me any cookies? What kind of cookies do you have?
Pepperidge Farm Strawberry Verona cookies.
Pepperidge Farm doesn't make very good cookies. They're always hard.
Really?
I like soft cookies.
I like their cookies.
I like one thing hard, and it's not a cookie.
It says sweet strawberry and tender cookie delight.
They're not tender, though. They're crunchy.
Okay.
Aren't they? Did you eat one yet?
They're not crunchy.
They're kind of crunchy.
No.
Yeah, they are.
No.
They're Milano cookies? I don't like those either.
I like the Milanos. My favorite are the Brussels, though. Oh.
Like Brussels sprouts?
No. They're like this crispy cookie wafer mm-hmm. in between. They have a thin streak of chocolate in between like two crispy cookie wafers. Oh, my God.
Mm-mm. I'd rather have an Oreo where there's...
No, I hate Oreos.
Chocolate on one side, chocolate on the inside, and vanilla in the middle. Mm.
Hates Oreos.
Yeah. I love them.
I hate them.
But speaking of Brussels, I have this new recipe for surprise meatballs. The surprise is you make a meatball, but in the middle, you put a Brussels sprout.
Why the fuck would you grow somebody out like that?
It's really good. No. I love it.
No.
No, it's good.
No, Brussels sprouts are good for nothing but to torture children.
No, I like them.
That's the only reason they'll be allowed.
No, but just think about that. You see this great big meatball, and you're thinking, wow, that's a big meatball.
And you get to the middle, and there's this horrible pit.
And then you bite into a Brussels sprout. That's kind of pleasing, I think.
That's disgusting.
It pleases the palate. That's a big word.
Every time I
need a clap.
I'm not clapping.
Palate is a big word. Clap, damn it. Clap. Hurry.
I don't know how.
Just do it.
I don't know how.
You're lying to me, you little bitch.
No, I'm not. I'm not lying to you.
I think I needed a clap on that. That was a big word.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Well, you know. I don't know what you're doing either.
I know what I'm doing, but my damn computer is evil. I'm not going to clap for you.
Oh, fuck you then.
I can't clap because my computer is acting all wonky.
Well, you know, if you'd had one like mine, I swear...
Oh,
mine might be old and slow, but everything works on it. And I am talking about the computer. Yeah.
I'm not sure if this will work.
It better work.
But we'll try it. There's your stupid clap.
Thank you. Speaking of...
I hate my computer. Anyways.
Yeah. Do you know Commander-in-Chief isn't on for like the next 3 or 4 weeks?
Yeah, the show's dead. Whenever they do that shit, it just kills the show.
It does, and I don't understand it.
Because they're fucking morons. It's like all this, it's like this mixed up season shit. It used to be a season started, and then it stopped.
Thank you.
And then you had the summer.
And you had three repeats during the year. Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's.
You were done
with repeats.
But now they have all these weird different season times.
I know.
And they'll go into like 4 or 5 week hiatuses in between.
Yes.
It just drives me fucking crazy.
Insane. By the time, and just like on Desperate Housewives, they had one storyline. And by the time it came back around.
You forgot everything.
You forgot that was only supposed to be the last week or the day mm-hmm. before or whatever.
Exactly.
Like, wait a minute. This happened months ago. Yeah. It pisses me off. And, comedies used to be 22 minutes. Now they're 18 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You
commercials.
Know?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's, mm-hmm. And that's one thing that really made me angry because, you know, I love Roseanne.
Right.
And when we started showing it on Nick at Night, they cut it down even more.
Right, even more.
But when they came out with the DVD, they put out the syndicated version instead of the original whole version.
See, if Golden Girls had done that, I would have been pissed too.
I'm still buying them because I love the show.
Right.
And I'm not sure.
But you want the whole episode.
Exactly. Give me the whole fucking original episode.
On Lifetime, they're showing the Golden Girls. They're cutting out several scenes. Like, some of them are really funny. I think you almost need that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think it should be illegal. Well, when I'm in office, we will pass a law that says you can't do that.
Agreed.
And then everybody who bought the syndicated versions are going to get
their money back.
Free copies of the original.
One.
Yes.
Yep.
That's right.
Or a blowjob. One of the two.
All right, I'll go with the blowjob. speaking of Roseanne, have you seen what she's doing now?
The kitty thing?
The kitty thing.
I saw the commercials and I'm like, oh my God, what the hell's wrong with her?
Is that not the most asinine thing you have ever seen? I mean, the woman is, I know you love her.
I love Roseanne Barr.
I know you do.
But I think she's gone off her rocker.
It doesn't even, number one, it doesn't sound good.
I know.
Number two, she looks like a freak. I mean, I'm like, what are you doing? Well, what are I mean, Kathy Lee Gifford comes out with a children's CD.
And she should be beaten, too.
No, she it kind of works for her because she's got that kind of... Roseanne is just crude.
And
she
crazy,
grabs her
yeah.
crotch during the national anthem.
Yep.
You don't want her singing to your children.
Agreed.
You know, Kathy Lee Gifford, maybe. Mary Hart, maybe.
I think she's trying to change her image, though. Because she's always been Roseanne Barr, you know?
Right.
I think she's trying to change her image into something different.
Try to be wholesome now?
I think.
Too late.
I think she's... I really... I don't know. It's
don't
weird.
Know.
It scares me. Because I like the crude, you know...
I will give her credit because they're all original songs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I read that... her whole family's involved in the process of this. They, you know, with the recording, the writing of the songs, the video directing, and all that kind of things. Her whole
so
family's
that's why it
involved.
Looks like so much shit.
Right, okay. Right. But at least it's a family affair.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
See, most people, when they have, you know, horrible shit in their family, depraved shit in their family, they try to hide it.
Right.
Stick it under the, you know.
Right.
That's
what your parents did to you.
Yeah.
Put you underneath the bed and threw scraps
beat
at you.
Me. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they threw you out of the Jeep.
I know.
Oh, my that's kind of funny.
I think they knew I was gay.
Oh, right.
Yeah, when I was
right.
So many months
Nobody ago. Ever knew I was.
Yeah.
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 That's funny. That's just funny. So anyway, what else do we have on our agenda? We're just kind of rambling here. Did we get, what's, I can't read your chicken scratch writing.
The View.
The View.
The View.
Are you pissy?
Yes.
I can tell. You're pissy. I'm pissy, too. I just quit watching it. I just don't even watch it now. Tuesday was the day.
Yeah, well, we discussed that we weren't going to talk about The View except maybe once a month.
Right.
Because there wasn't enough shit to talk about because it just sucked.
Right.
Outside of Star Jones being scary.
Right. But, I love her eyelashes, though.
Yeah, and the Elizabeth Hasseltwit. But,
But
yeah, this week I just was so irritated with one episode.
I know.
I wrote The View again. I think they blocked my email address.
They probably will.
Yeah. Because I try to take turns with who I write. You know, a few weeks it was, I think, the Hassle Slut.
Have you written to Barbara?
I've written to Barbara.
Did you tell her not to dance anymore?
No, last week was Barbara, and I don't remember what I wrote to her.
Mm-hmm.
Something about she needs to lubricate her skanky old twat or something. I don't know. But this week I wrote to Joy.
Joy, yes. Tell her she needs a happy pill.
No, I actually said to Joy, I thanked her. Because
for what?
She stood up for what, you know, for American privacy, where the Hasseltwit just wants to give it all away. You know, they were talking about how, you know, if the government should be allowed to, like, you know, monitor websites and who goes there and stuff. Like, for this, like, murder and stuff. I guess this one
right.
guy in London, he was...
No, he's from America.
Yeah, he's from America, but he went to London...
He killed his wife and son.
They haven't proven it yet, but
he did it. I mean, look at him. He did it.
They're saying he killed his wife and son.
Right.
And they're saying part of the evidence they have is that he was going to these websites about how to murder people.
Right.
And they're saying, well, maybe we should be monitoring these sites so we know who's doing this so we can watch them. And
right.
I'm just like, no, that's bullshit. That is a complete invasion of privacy. And Hasseltwit's like,
right.
she's all for it.
She thinks she's a little bit better than what she is. She puts herself on a pedestal, and she thinks the whole world should revolve around that.
Well, not only that, but I think she puts the government on a pedestal.
Well, and she likes the white, black.
Yeah.
There's no gray in between with her.
Exactly.
And
right
white
now,
is
yeah.
good, black is bad, and everybody should be white.
Exactly.
What are those people called? Nazis?
Nazis?
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go. Pretty
yeah.
much. But yeah, I mean, she just like, I think she trusts the government too much. I think a lot of people in this country trust the government too much. And even, you know, even our founding fathers didn't trust government, which is why they wanted it to be limited.
Well, but I think it could be – I mean, if it could have prevented it, it'd be wonderful. But how many dollars is it going to take? How much manpower is it going to take to actually – investigate somebody who goes to a website. First of all, you have to ask yourself, why is there even a website? Mm-hmm. Let's look at the real problem here. Why is there a website out there that tells you how to kill people? Why is there a website out there that tells you how to make a bomb from household products?
Any number of reasons.
And how, why is there websites out there for child pornography? I mean, come on. But they shouldn't even be allowed.
That's not true. I can't say that. Because got to say, there are martial arts experts out there who know how to kill people.
Right.
But it's just, it's part of their art form.
Right. But I'm,
So you say, what if they put a website up about their martial art and it has this information on it?
But that's a little different
than
saying if you want to kill a person with a knife, you know, a 30-degree angle.
Hit them here. But that is the same thing, because they're going to teach that in their classes.
But they shouldn't.
But that's part of their art form. And in this country, we have what's called freedom of speech.
Well, we need to take it away.
Okay, it's
going to be on my forum.
It's going to
be on my forum.
Okay, or what's it called? Elizabeth
Hasseltwit. My platform.
But you got to think. There's also authors out there who research.
Right.
You know, they write how they, you know, they have to write, you know, they write murder scenes and things.
But then there should, if they're going to have websites, they should have special access. And you should have like a card that says, I'm doing this for research purposes only.
And to go across the border, we should have to check in with our little Nazi friends to get, you know, into Illinois.
Right.
You're crazy, girl.
No, but,
crazy.
Well, if only it would.
It ain't going to help, though.
It's not. But if it were, then I would say it
would
be okay.
The only way it would help is if the world was perfect.
Right. And the world's not perfect.
But the world's not perfect because our government, if it's not corrupt now, which I believe it is, but if it weren't even corrupt now, it will be at some point.
Right.
Because people are imperfect and people are corrupt. Power corrupts.
Right.
Absolute power corrupts. Absolutely.
Well, murder has happened from the beginning of time. Didn't somebody murder somebody in the Bible?
Yeah.
I thought so.
Cain murdered Abel.
Okay, yes. Cain and Abel. I've heard of them.
Yes.
There was a movie. Somebody played one of them and he was really hot. I don't know. but anyway, you know, it's not going to stop. You know, it's just life. Just hope that you're not the one being killed. You know what I'm saying? but even still, it still goes, you know, well, you can't stop it all. So
exactly.
Wasting the time and money to investigate the people that aren't doing it, you know, and again, I mean, you can't.
Well, and this is another thing.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking about murder is different
than
the
doing
act.
It. Right.
And it's
I thought about straight sex one time, but I'm never going to do it.
There you go.
You know?
And there are people who you know, even just say child pornography and you think about it.
Right.
So, I mean, does that make you a criminal? That you just thought about it. And that's the thing.
I think
our country is getting to a point where if you think about murder, which is what happens if you go to a website that tells you how to murder someone, you're thinking about murder, that isn't a crime.
Right. It's not.
I mean,
and it shouldn't
yet.
Be treated as such.
People want to. Though.
Right. But I've never understood child pornography. Or, you know, sex with children or anything like that. I don't get it.
I don't understand it either.
Because, you know, they don't have the parts that I like.
Well, I think of children like food. Because, I mean, I would eat children if they processed and packaged them. I mean,
you're going to hell.
But I wouldn't fuck a donut. You know, I wouldn't fuck, you know.
Ew, that could be. They have a hole in the middle.
I wouldn't do a hot dog or, you know, or.
I saw a video where a guy stuck a hot dog up his butt.
Well, see, there you go.
That's kind of funny.
See, to me, food is food. To some people, food is a sex object. So I guess to me, children, you know, they're kind of like food. You know, so some people, I guess, might consider them sex objects.
I don't
understand it.
I don't either. I just think it's. Well, and, you know, and I don't believe in. I couldn't murder somebody. I mean, I couldn't just go up and just kill somebody just to watch them die. Johnny Cash sang that in a song.
I think I could.
Which, I don't want to be your friend anymore. I have to go now.
No, actually, I don't think I could. I think it would bother me a lot. I mean, no, I think I could. And I think that bothers me a lot, is that I might be able
there
to.
There aren't any sharp objects around, are there?
No, I do have a pen. It's very
It could be considered a deadly weapon. Like the one person on the interstate. They were just driving along, minding their own little business. This is dark at night. Happened here locally. And this person decided another person decided that they were going to kill themselves. So they were going to walk out in front of a speeding car going 80 miles an hour. And they did. So they died. But you've just put somebody else in that position that has killed you. I don't know that I could even live with myself, knowing it wasn't my fault.
Really?
Yeah, I think it would just be so devastating that somebody else died because of you.
I would have thought I just did the world a favor.
Well, it depends on who it is, right? but why would you want to drag somebody else into your... I mean, jump off a bridge. Do something else. Take some pills.
I think that is the definition of mental illness, though, is that you have progressed so far that the world only revolves around you.
Well, honey, the world revolves around me. What are you talking about? It yes, doesn't?
It revolves around you, but you still, you know there are other people in your world.
Yeah, and they better be getting on their knees or whipping it out.
I agree. When I'm emperor. Mm. Or empress, I'm sorry.
Yeah, when I'm in office. You're going to be vice president. Don't shoot anybody in the face.
I do that sometimes.
Yeah.
At least when we shoot somebody in the face, they like it.
It's not lethal. Yeah.
They like it.
They like it. Mm, they want it to be shot again.
Yeah. Yeah, I can lick it off their face. Poor Chaney.
Oh.
Darth Chaney. He just, oh.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the guy's 78. What the hell? You know, he doesn't have much time left anyway, I'm sure.
The moment I heard that my brother called me.
Right.
And said, did you hear Vice President Cheney just shot somebody?
I know, I was hoping it was...
And so I asked my brother, he's in political science, and I asked him, was it Scooter Libby?
Because oh, we just talked about Scooter Libby.
That's this aide that, you know, is starting to say that his higher-ups told him it was okay to do this stuff.
What'd they do?
Well, they outed this CIA operative while she was still undercover.
She could have been killed.
Exactly.
Oh.
And they did it for political reasons.
Why? They wanted her dead?
No, because her husband was saying negative things about the administration. So to discredit or to punish him, they outed his wife, and she could have gotten killed or others could have gotten killed.
Oh.
We actually don't know if anyone possibly even got killed because it wasn't investigated, really.
Well... This is where beheadings would come in handy.
Well, I don't even think they should be in office.
Scooter Libby. That's got to be a fake name.
I don't know. It's not. It's his name. I don't know if Scooter is one of those.
It's
got to
be like a nickname for something. Yeah. Scooter just – I mean Scooter. Who the hell would name their kid Scooter?
Some southern moron.
Yeah. Should be.
Do you hear the wind?
Oh, I thought you were farting. Sorry. Sorry. I thought you were passing some gas. I wasn't going to bring it up and embarrass you or anything.
I don't mind. It's just, it's a body function. We all do it.
Oh, sometimes in the bathtub. It's kind of fun. So anyway, we talked about The View. We're done with The View. I'm just not going to watch it anymore. I quit recording it. I didn't record it on Thursday.
I'm going to watch it occasionally.
No, I'm not.
Really?
Well, it depends on who's on it. I'm only going to watch it like I did before, if Dolly or Tina or somebody I like is on it.
Just pissed you off?
It did. I'm just sick of it. And when Barbie had to yell at him the other day, I'm like, okay, now you're not children.
She yelled at him?
Yeah, she yelled at him because Joy and Hasseltwit, whatever, were getting kind of pissy again. And Barbie was like, no, cool it, or that's enough or something. And I'm like, okay, they're not children.
Yeah.
And, you know, who the hell are you anyway? If they want to talk and they want to get pissy at each other, let's have a cat fight.
That's what the fucking show is.
Let's have a cat fight.
I really think they don't need a cat fight.
Scratch
they need
their
like
eyes
a boxing
out.
Ring.
Boxing yeah. ring.
And Joy Bear can just sit right on fucking Hasseltwit's head.
That's Motherer, probably. Joy's not getting any smaller.
No, I agree with that.
Excuse me. We're drinking soda again while we do our show, and we have gas.
Soda. So, there was another... piece of news you wanted to discuss.
Oh, we discussed the Cheney.
Yeah.
The Cheney
Vice
guy.
President.
Yeah.
Darth Cheney.
Yeah. So, what do you think about that, though?
Tell me about it.
Well, I mean, that he shot. There's, like, all this uproar about it. I mean, it's an accident. I don't know what they're getting all in the uproar about. What's the uproar?
Well, the fact that he didn't report it immediately. They waited a day to report it.
A whole day? Maybe they wanted to see if he died or not.
I guess that's possible.
Could be.
The fact that he didn't say anything for almost a week is another thing.
What do you
mean? He didn't say anything. It was reported, but he didn't make any statements or anything for like almost
yesterday
or the day before.
Yeah, I shot somebody.
Yeah,
sorry.
Exactly. I shot somebody. I made a mistake. You know, I'm human.
Right.
I'm sorry I did
this. I did read in one report that the guy didn't have on his vest. He had left the party, the hunting party, to do something, and he came back without his vest on and didn't announce that he was coming back. So they didn't know he was even in the area.
Yeah,
they shot.
I don't know.
I don't know. That's what I read. But
all I know is that
And if that's true, he deserves it.
I don't
blame
him for shooting someone. You know, yeah. I mean, it's an accident.
It's an
obviously.
Accident, right?
I think it was just how it was handled.
Oh,
was a little
right.
was I think it was the MO for this administration. Keep everything under
MO.
Cover. It was the MO. It was, you know, the
MO. What's that mean? The MO?
Well, I don't know.
Like your mojo?
It's a
the mojo.
It's
you got
not
your mojo.
The mojo.
Working?
It's you know, it's their operating behavior. It's what they constantly do.
That's OB though.
I don't know what MO stands for. I'm sure it's something important.
But OB also stands for...
It doesn't matter.
What
because you wouldn't understand it. It's a big word.
I know. I know. But OB, what... Oh, that's like that little Massengill.
That's that maxi pad.
Ew. The, yeah. Oh, I don't want
to
go there.
Your, up your ass to feel like, to see what it would be like?
Huh?
Have you ever stuffed one up your ass to see what it would be like?
No. Why would I?
I don't know.
No.
Dress up in girls' clothing. Don't you want to wear their tampons too?
Oh, hell no.
I agree. Neither do I.
Hell no.
I've just wondered.
I did put on a Depends one time and piss myself just to see what it felt like. No, I didn't.
Oh, my God.
No, they're like expensive. I wouldn't.
Oh, my
you know.
God. I don't know. I think I want to wear grown-up underwear. I mean, grown-up diapers.
Grown-up diapers.
Yeah.
I'm hoping you wear grown-up underwear, and if you don't, I don't want to hear about
yeah,
it.
I wear the little Superman ones.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, oh, there's another item in the news. We were going to go to the news, aren't
oh, was
we?
Was there?
Yes. Oh, this poor little girl. She's in California.
How old is she?
Oh, I don't know. She's probably 14, 15, 16, 12. I don't know. I don't know. She can play softball, so whatever age
oh,
you can do that.
Wow.
She was in an accident. Somebody ran over her, and she lost one of her legs mm-hmm. from the knee down, I believe. So she's got a prosthetic leg. Mm-hmm. Well, she has two different legs. She interchanges them. One was $16,000 and then helps her play softball, and one was $12,000. That must be like her everyday leg. One for good, one for dress up, or, you know, whatever. One everyday, one dress up. I don't know. But anyway, so she went to pick her brother up from school. Now, she didn't have either limb on her, so I don't understand that. But anyway, so her mother calls her, and she's like, Where'd you put your legs? You know, I don't know how you answer that or how you ask that question. She's like, well, they're in my room. Mom's like, no, they're not. She's like, yes, they are. She's like, no, they're not. I don't know how long that went on before they realized that they were stolen. Who steals a prosthetic limb from a girl? And two of them. This happened to her. This is the second time it's happened to her. Not the first time. Second time. Now, how sick do you have to be?
I bet
how
she's
sick?
Masturbating with them and losing them in her twat.
And they're here. Come find them. No. You know, you got to be one sick motherfucker to steal a handicapped prosthetic limb. How sick do you have to be? I mean, really. Honestly. I mean, it's not like stealing a loaf of bread from a grocery store or a 5-pound bag of hamburger or whatever from the grocery store because you need it to live. Yeah. You know, or you're stealing $20 from somebody because you got to go buy gas or
what
whatever.
What if it's a legless person stealing it?
Maybe I doubt
they can't
that.
Afford $16,000 for a leg.
Well, then you get a peg leg.
This girl can, you know, afford two legs.
They were donated.
Well, so what?
Local businesses donated. Well, and I think she got a settlement from the guy who ran her over, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You know, his insurance probably had to pay for him. But, you know, they probably won't pay for one set. Or, you know, one time around. They're not going to get a lifetime supply. But still.
Well, they should pay for a lifetime
supply. Well, they should. I don't know the whole story behind the running over thing. But how in the hell do you steal that?
I don't know. I don't understand why someone would steal a peg leg.
Well, they threw it back in the yard a week later. One of them.
What the fuck?
Yeah, when it didn't work or it didn't fit or wasn't your style. I mean, come on.
That sounds more like an act of jealousy or revenge.
Yeah. It sounds personal, not yeah. just... Well, and that's all they stole.
I
broke into the house, and that's all they stole.
I think she's not putting out.
Oh. Maybe she can't.
Oh, maybe if she's only 12.
Yeah.
Well...
I don't know.
As some people say, I have a friend who says if it's old enough to bleed, it's old enough to breed.
You can cut anything and make it bleed.
I think he means from the gap. From the axe wound.
Oh, you know I don't know anything about that thing.
I don't either. I just know it bleeds.
Oh.
My daddy always told me don't trust anything that bleeds for 3 to 5 days and doesn't die.
And doesn't die. Right.
Yes. That's why I only sleep with boys.
Right. Oh, I just like penis.
That and I was told there's like 10 rows of teeth inside.
Ooh.
I've actually experienced them and never had it bitten off, but...
Really?
Yeah.
Ew.
But with my small penis, it probably only fits in like the first, you know, half of
the first, like the very first row of teeth that's like baby teeth or something. They can just nibble.
The baby teeth, the nibbling, the nibbling.
So they don't really get the full effect of biting. Exactly. Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Peg leg.
Peg leg. Yeah.
Peg leg, Peggy.
What's that mean? We're being so mean.
I have nothing against people with peg legs.
I don't either. Oh, except that I couldn't do that one guy who had a peg leg.
Yeah.
Remember I told you about him.
I normally would. I don't know if I could have sex with an amputee.
Well, I don't think that I would have a problem with it, but you don't just spring it on somebody. You tell them first. I mean, you know, you just pull down your pants and there's this artificial limb. Like, no, I'm not. I can't. No.
No.
I mean, you should tell me that first. Say, oh, by the way.
By the way, I'm an amputee.
I have a prosthetic limb or a prosthetic leg. I probably wouldn't have known what it was. I would have had to look it up. But that's what I did for this news story because I'm like, what the hell is a prosthetic limb? You know, that's a big word. I should get a clap.
No.
No, because I had
to
look it up.
You're not going to get a fucking clap.
Because I had to look it up.
You and your big words.
I know. I don't know them.
But you need – you should learn them.
No. Oh, that takes too long. Takes too long. Yeah, and you know what? Those little kids that are in the spelling bees, they just piss me off.
They're usually Asian, aren't they?
I don't know. They're just smart, little fuckers. Can't stand them.
I don't like smart people either.
But we need them.
Unless they're naked. Mm. They have big cocks. Then they can be as smart as they want to be.
Right. I'd rather be stupid. Here we go with those stupid straight boys again. Love them. Love them. So if you're a stupid straight boy and you're listening, please send me your number, your address, your naked picture, whatever you want to send me.
But you know, sometimes those super intelligent geeky boys can't get any. So they're willing to do anybody.
That's true. They're willing to, yeah.
Give me a blowjob.
Yeah, come on over here, baby.
You don't have to tell anybody.
That's right. It'll be
keep
our
it on
little
the down
secret.
Low.
On the down low.
There's a book out by this black guy who talks about the whole down low phenomenon among the African American culture. I want to read it. It's because you know what that means, right? The down low.
No.
It's when they talk about it's those black boys that sleep with other boys, but usually, you know, sometimes they'll get married or they'll have girlfriends and they meet guys on the down low.
Oh, that's just bisexual. Why don't they just say bisexual?
I don't know. And I'm not even sure if it's really bisexuality because I think the one thing this book talks about is how a lot of black men feel that they have to be in like a female-male relationship. And they may not want to be. And that's why they do the whole, you know, it's almost like they're that the culture is not maybe not backwards, but like a little bit farther behind where we've, you know, because I remember maybe 15, 20 years ago, we were a lot of gay men were doing that, you know.
Right.
They would think they'd have to be in a female relationship, and it still happens today.
Oh, it does.
But it seems to be a really big thing in the black community.
Really?
They talk about it a lot, you know, the whole download thing. I want to read that book. I need to find out what it is and mention it in the podcast.
Type download into Google.
Download?
And see what it says.
Oh, that means I got to touch my computer.
Well, I don't mean now. I just mean sometime to find out.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Yeah. You don't have to take me literal. Big word.
Oh, my God. Big word. Get over it.
Love it. Love the big word.
So have you seen any – so what have you done the last few weeks? Anything? Have you seen any movies?
I went out with Babette.
You went out with Babette?
Babette and I went – she wants to come and be on the show. I told her – I said let's –
Babette wants to be on the show.
Babette wants to be on the show. So we'll have Babette on the show.
But the show is already not very funny.
I know.
If we add Babette, we're just going to – it's like going to, you know.
No, Babette's funny sometimes.
We need to get Mildred on the show.
Myrtle?
Mildred. Damn you. Now, who the fuck is Myrtle?
I don't know.
Myrtle's
there's
that
so many
ghost in Harry Potter.
So, well, actually, I've invited Babette to go to Des Moines with us.
Oh, yeah. We're going to Des Moines.
Yeah.
When are we going to Des Moines? We should do that.
Sometime.
Can't be the week of the 10th through the 15th.
Oh, that's the only week available. So you'll have to postpone your trip.
I'm sorry. I'm on my way to Tucson. So any of you guys in Tucson?
Tuscan.
Who might want to hook up and, you know, fuck a fat chick with big balls and
giant balls with a little
giant
pecker.
Giant balls, a little pecker, and slightly retarded. If you've ever wanted to be with the slightly retarded, I'm on my way.
I've been with slightly retarded before.
I haven't.
The one with Smegma.
I haven't been with myself.
The one with Smegma. He was slightly.
Yeah. Was I love that word.
Slow. Smegma. Oh, that's the grossest shit
say
ever.
It to, can you say it to somebody, like, really romantically? Smegma.
Do you want to smack my meat? I want to see your smack. And if they ever whipped it out, Schwan Man better not have smegma.
You know, if he does, send it my way, because I don't care. I'll just wipe it off with a little towelette.
Not me. Anyway, no, he's married, so you know his wife ain't going to pull no damn smegma.
You won't even kiss Carl Rover after knowing that he licks out my belly button.
Okay, stop right there, because I'm going to throw up the McChicken sandwich I had today for supper. Anyway, Babette and I, we went to Bennigan's, and we had a blue cheese burger. It was really good.
Burger.
And then we went and saw Last Holiday with Queen Latifah.
Queen Latifah. I heard that was pretty good. That's the one where she's dying, right?
Right. Mm. It's one of the most predictable movies you'll ever see. Mm-hmm. I fucking loved it.
Did you?
I laughed. I cried. I sat in the theater. It was a two-hour movie. It was hokey, cheesy, predictable, but I loved every minute of it. It had LL Cool J in it.
See, I love pretty much anything Queen Latifah's in. I just love her.
I didn't care for Taxi that well.
You know, I don't think I saw that
one. And Beauty Shop was okay. A little long. Her movies are long.
Yeah.
They are long, and what I've noticed is they'll take something funny, and they'll drag it out too long. Yeah. But it was just a cute little movie. I didn't think I would like it very well, but I just loved it. I loved it.
Kind of like
our
show.
Right.
Take something funny and drag it out.
Like the stupid straight boys. Or your giant fucking balls.
They're funny. No, they're not funny.
I should put a picture up.
No,
you shouldn't. If you ever put a picture on the frapper. No, you said the frapper wouldn't take it.
I don't know. Maybe the frapper will. No, you're right. No, the frap. I was thinking the flapper. I mean, the flicker. I mean, the flicker, our flicker site.
Oh, there's a flicker.
The pictures, yeah.
When you say flicker, I think about flicking boogers. I don't know why.
When I say flicker, I think of my tongue flicking over someone's testes.
I didn't need the little visual. Yeah, thanks.
The testy flick.
The testy flick. Mm. That's kind of a cute drag name, too. Introducing Testy Flick.
Testy Flick. My God.
Nobody would know what it stood for.
That's horrible.
That's funny.
That's horrible.
So all right, we should move on. That was good. Oh, and then I rented a movie.
Oh.
I rented two. 24th Day. Mm-hmm. Have you seen that?
Haven't seen that.
It's a gay flick, or supposed to be a gay flick. Mm-hmm. And it's got little James Marsden. Do you know him?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, he's X-Men. Cute. Oh, he's fucking hot. He was in this TV show a long time ago called Second Noah. That's how I first knew of him. Mm-hmm. Oh, I wanted to just lick that boy from head to toe. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he plays a gay guy, and another gay guy, like, kidnaps him because he wants to prove that he's the one who gave him AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
Because his wife got AIDS and she died. And I'm probably ruining the story, but it's been out for a while, so whatever. But it was so not believable because they're like two straight boys going through the motions. And, I mean, you didn't get the idea at all that either one of them was gay, remotely gay. They did kiss, and it was okay. But it was just kind of non-believable. Mm-hmm. And then I started to watch Eating Out. Remember the little gardener's friend on Desperate Housewives, the blonde that's gay?
Oh, yes.
He's hot. Well, he's in this movie, right? Mm-hmm. It was so bad, I couldn't even finish watching it. The acting was so bad. The storyline was pathetic. Pathetic. A gay guy playing a straight guy who pretends to be gay. Not this kid. Some other guy. He clearly knew it was gay, but he's trying to play a straight guy who's pretending to be gay. Didn't work. Didn't work. There was some hot boy-on-boy action in there, and there's some good-looking bodies in there, but I couldn't even watch the whole thing. Like, whatever. Yeah, so that was... Oh, and In the Blue. I watched that. I've just been watching movies like crazy.
It's all this cold Midwestern weather.
I know. Fucking shit.
60 degrees one day, and the next freaking day it's -6.
In the Blue. Paul Walker. Nothing but beautiful people in this movie. Beautiful fucking people. Beautiful weather. Dumbest ass story in the book. I mean, the plot drug on forever. They're supposed to be scuba divers or going underwater, you know, or whatever. They're holding their breath for like amazing amounts of time. Like, you know, at least make it real and put an oxygen tank on you, but then take away from the beautiful body. Like, ugh. which I like the beautiful body, so I won't complain much. Then this one chick gets her thigh eaten off by a shark. Ooh. That was kind of cool. Yeah, she died.
I like one of them getting eaten by sharks.
Jaws was a great movie. They should make more. So that's all I've done.
Yeah. Well, I haven't done anything except, well, go to school, and I drew pictures of bottles. And they were, they actually turned, I'm learning something.
Are you?
I have absolutely no talent at art or, well, anything really.
I don't either.
I have no passion for anything. I'm pretty, you know.
I have passion for penis.
I don't even have passion for penis. I'm just kind of one of those blobs. I want to, my only goal in life is to be like 900 pounds and be unable to get off my couch.
Oh, and then we can call Richard Simmons.
Yes.
He can come bitch slap you. Back in shape.
There you go. But I haven't done anything. But
oh, well, you're boring.
Sometimes I take care of Carl Rover.
Yeah. Well, somebody needs to.
Exactly.
He's smart enough. He could probably do it himself.
But we received an email.
Read it to me.
Read
it, bitch.
Okay. It says, hey, boys.
Boys.
Boys. Well, huh? I'm a boy, but...
I'm a drag queen. Well, I have a penis. But we prefer to be called queens.
You do prefer to be called queens.
You'll be called whatever I call you, bitch.
Okay.
Got it?
Okay. How you doing? Well, let me get to the point.
There's a point.
I like points. Mm. I love you still, and thanks for the laughs. That whole baby ordeal you spoke of, yeah, faglarious.
Faglarious. What baby ordeal?
I remember the babies we were talking about with the...
Oh, the one that was born in the toilet?
Yeah.
That was kind of funny.
Yeah. As to forcing oneself onto someone, yeah, let me tell you, I wish I could do that. Sure would. Damn straight fucks. Just taunt their fucking dicks all up on your face and just leave you hanging. Anyway, when are you going to have this grandma make a radio appearance?
Ooh.
How? I don't know.
What's the straight boy dick in your face thing?
I don't know. I like straight boy dick in my face. But
I do too. Mm.
And I'm sorry, if they put it in my face, they don't get it back.
It's mine now, motherfucker. Yeah, and yeah. I like gay dick in my face. I like straight dick in my face. I don't like donkey dick in my face. Or horse cock. No. I'm not going to do a horse.
That's good. No.
Yeah, Grandma Freshnowski?
Yeah, I think you said Grandma.
Yeah, Grandma's going to come on the show sometime.
No, she's not. She's too old.
She doesn't get... She'll call in. We'll have her call in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and make an appearance. That way people know she's real.
I really don't want Grandma on the show.
We won't talk about sex, okay?
I was gonna say, these are visuals I do not need.
Well, you can plug your ears, because you know when Grandma and I get together, we can talk about sex.
We
like to talk about sex.
Oh, it just sickens me.
So who's that from?
A friend.
A friend? Which friend?
I don't know. Jorge Valenzuela? I have no idea.
No, it was from...
A friend. Our sweet buns.
Okay, that's what I wanted to hear. Our bun boy. Our bun boy. I'm old enough to be that boy's lover.
He also sent another email saying that he wanted to be part of your... I think he wants to be part of your presidential campaign. Yes. Mm. Running for president 2008.
That'd be hot. He's gonna be my Monica. I'll let him be my Monica.
Oh, he'll be your intern?
My intern.
Wow.
Do a little presidential servicing or something.
I can see that.
Yeah, I'd like to see that.
And he said we could use his buns if we ever decide to have a picture off.
I think that deserves a clap.
If you say so. I don't remember what clap or what anything is.
You're fucking worthless, aren't you?
I am. There, though. Who needs a fucking clap for that?
He's going to let us put his buns on the internet. Clap. I want a clap right now. There we go. It was kind of lame.
It was lame.
But it's all right.
Lame. This one better.
Woohoo! That one's better. That one's better. There we go. He deserves that. Did you see them buns?
Yeah.
Delicious. Just keep going. He really deserves it. He is really good. How long was that clap? Okay.
Now we just need someone else to send in their bun pictures so we can...
Mr. Australian.
Mr. Australia would be nice, or anyone else, really.
Really, anybody else. Yeah, we just need to get more pictures.
Yes, more, at least bun pictures.
But you gotta be hot.
No.
For that. Well, if we're going to have a, you know.
If it doesn't matter, we'll just have a vote off or whatever. But
well, now who's going to send in an ugly picture to be voted off? You know, it's like that Survivor show. You're going to be voted off. No, be hot.
Be voted off the island. Be voted off your face.
The more naked, the better. Be voted off. You're going to be voted off Earth.
That might be
fun. We're
going
to send you to another planet.
We're just going
to
ship you off, yeah.
Oh, we should, like, purchase a planet that we can just send people to that we don't want on Earth.
Oh, that might be fun.
That would be fun.
It'd be fun.
We'll send Chaney.
So we got those emails, and we want to thank everyone for those emails. Want to thank our bun boy for those two emails.
Oh, he sent us two, right?
Yes, those
He's
two.
Cute.
But yeah, also, we got another voicemail.
Oh, yay!
Yes. So let's go ahead and listen to our voicemail.
Right.
Hey, you guys. This is Ken from Hawaii. I emailed you guys last week. What I wanted to get was some advice from you guys. I want to try and start my own podcast, but I have no idea or clue on how to start one. So if I can get some advice and guidance from you guys, that would be amazing. I'm not in the military. That dog tag that I had has a picture on it, and it's a picture of Mariah Carey. I'm a huge fan of hers, and gotta have her wherever I go. She's like a guardian angel. But, oh my God, I sound crazy. But anyways, thank you guys. Love the show. Bye.
You sound crazy.
Well, I won't diss anybody's idol, because if somebody dissed Dolly, I'd go scratch their eyes out. So I won't diss Mariah Carey, but
you know, I'm not big on her, but I love that one song of hers, that Always Be My Baby song.
No, I like that other one.
Yeah, I love that song.
No, I like that. There's one I like.
Yeah, there's
No, I bought her greatest hits CD.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. I don't know all the songs on it, but you know, I'll listen to it, but yeah. I won't diss her, you know.
I won't either.
But she's kind of a big girl. Mm. Beautiful. But, I mean, you know, I'm just saying you would think that she'd be...
I don't think she's as big as Janet right now, though.
Janet's fat.
I know.
Yeah. Fat Jackson.
But thank you for that voicemail.
Thanks.
You want to start your own podcast.
Well, honey, we are dumb as bricks. Let me tell you. I mean, dumb as a box of rocks. I don't have a freaking clue. We'll have Grandma Freshnowski call in and give you some tips, because
or write up an email for you,
or no, go to your local Barnes and Noble or Borders, because Babette and I stopped at Borders and we had to look at this table that was like the Four Dummies books, and they had Podcasting for Dummies.
Yeah,
they did,
but I don't like those. Well, I actually did buy a book before you decided to do this, and it had so many big words in it, even big words I didn't understand.
Oh,
yeah.
What did Grandma help you out with that? Or
well, that's why Grandma did everything when we first started.
Oh, because we just couldn't.
She's teaching me slowly, you know, because being slightly retarded takes a little bit longer.
Well, and you got to maneuver those huge balls around.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I can't sit on them all the time. I have to.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like, you know, when you sit on something for too long, your ass cheeks get, you know, numb.
Your what?
Your ass cheeks.
Oh, your ass cheeks. Yeah.
So sometimes I actually have to move my balls around.
So that they don't get numb.
Exactly.
Well, whatever works.
If nothing else works, we can always mail you Carl Rover for a week or two. He'd be able to set it all up.
Poke holes in the box when you mail him back, though. Otherwise, we'll have a dead dog.
Yeah. And we don't want Carl dead.
We don't want Carl Rover dead.
Yeah.
You need to get a fucking picture of our dog on that website. I'm telling you right now.
Why is everything left up to me? I'm the one with...
You have the video camera.
Low amount of intelligence.
Oh, hello. I don't even know big words. I trumped your race, bitch.
But
we'll
send you some tips. Maybe you should email us and tell us what you're planning on doing, so we can maybe get an idea of what, you know, maybe what we could help you with. If anything, we're not that good. I mean, we really aren't. We have like four listeners, and I think you're two of them.
That's
a
joke.
You
listened
to
one twice. Yeah.
You listen once, you listen twice, yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
And then me and you are the other two.
This is the 15th show. 15. We should have had a cake today.
I had a cake, but you didn't want any.
Oh, no. Not if you baked it. I remember them cookies.
Oh, I didn't bake it.
Oh, okay.
I bought it from the stores.
Oh. Remember you tried to bake cookies last time and you burnt them.
I know. Stupid. And I usually make good cookies.
I like your cinnamon cookies.
I do, too. Yeah. I haven't made those in a long time.
I know. That's all right. But, oh, I'm yawning.
I know. I think this is the end of the
show. I need to go get some dick. I mean, what? I need some dick.
We want to thank all of our listeners. We appreciate every one of you.
Yeah, did we get everything on our list done?
Yes, we did.
You notice I'm dragging it out again.
You are.
I always do that.
We've done everything on the list.
Okay. All right. Well, then I'll shut up. I'll just shut the fuck up.
Thank you.
All right. You can... Have you ever known me to be able to keep quiet?
Absolutely
I mean, come
not.
On.
Absolutely
come
not.
On. Remember we worked third shift, though? I'd get so tired. I would just sit there and sleep on my desk.
I know. And I couldn't get you to talk for nothing because I'd stay up all night long.
I know.
I'd be so bored.
I know.
But you can send your emails to FionaFoundAMike@gmail.com.
Oh, what's our telephone number? I want to read it off.
Our telephone number is...
Oh, you worthless piece of...
You know, I don't know where our telephone number is.
How
oh,
do you
here
not
it
know
is.
It? Okay, here it is. You can call us.
Leave a voicemail.
What? Don't interrupt me. You can call us at 206-984-0291. And that's not China.
No, not
no.
China.
No.
No. But thank you again.
Thanks. And I'm Fiona Foxfire.
And I'm Taylor Freshnowski.
And we are out. In more ways than one.
I would only be in your way, so I'll go. But I know I'll think of you each step of the way, and I will always love you. I will always love you. Bittersweet memory. That's all I am taking with me. Goodbye. Please don't cry. 'Cause we both know that I'm not what you need. And
naked in the bathtub. Get out of here, bitch. Ugh. Damn skanky ass hoe.